Imagine a 747, its wings folded back, pushing along 160 feet below ground. Rosie is bigger around, longer, and at 1,100 tons, a good bit heavier. At the site in Solon where Rosie was assembled for testing, project engineer Elisa Comas explains how the machine's macro parts, like the cutter head and shields, will now be taken back apart for the move to Akron.
Each shield is divided in three parts, and the cutter head itself is in four parts. So we'll disassemble in these macro parts and put it on trucks.
Comas says only a couple of pieces, like the huge main bearing, can't be broken down and will have to be moved as wide loads. Once reassembled in digging, Rosie can chew away enough dirt to fill an average house every hour, and she is expected to start doing that by midsummer. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.